Froggy Goes to Camp by Jonathan London. It was summer. Froggy woke up and jumped on his bed. Boing, boing, boing. He was so excited he bumped his head on the ceiling. Bonk, and fell down. Froggy, called his father. What? Up and at 'em. Today is the day you go to camp run amok. Froggy hopped out of bed, got dressed. Zap, zip, zoop, zup, zut, zut, zut. And flopped into the kitchen. Flop, flop, flop. Have you got everything? Asked his mother. Of course, said Froggy. Let's go, said Dad. And off they went. Oh, no, cried Froggy an hour later. I forgot my sleeping bag. Oh, Froggy, groaned Dad and turned the car around. 2 hours later, oh, no, cried Froggy. I forgot my bathing suit. Oh, Froggy, groaned Dad and turned the car around. By the time they got to Camp Runamuck, it was sunset. I don't know anybody here, cried Froggy. I want to go home. Come meet your bunkmates, dear, Mom said. Welcome to Camp Runamuck, said Jordan, his counselor, and led them to Froggy's cabin. It was named Wildcats, but his bunkmates were the two-toed twins and an otter named Yasha. Yasha was nice. He let Froggy have the top bunk. Look, said Mom, there's your principal, Mr. Mugwort. He's the camp director. Great, said Froggy. Not. By the time his parents waved goodbye, the moon was rising over Lake Winnemucca. At sunrise, the bugle blasted. Da-da-da! Last one up, said Yasha. Gets tickled with a feather duster. Froggy was the last one up. Hee-hee-ha-ha-ho-ho! Welcome, campers, announced Mr. Mugwort. Now listen up. Today's your swim test. Tomorrow, swimmers will race to the raft on the lake at the crack of dawn. But now it was time for breakfast. Froggy had KP duty, kitchen patrol, washing dishes, preparing the veggies and flies, and serving. When he served Mr. Mugwort, two fried eggs slid off, right on Mr. Mugwort's head. Splat! Oops, said Froggy. Froggy passed the swim test, of course. Later he had archery. He pulled the bow, aimed, let it go, twang, and hit Mr. Mugwort's bottom, thwap. Oops, said Froggy. On Tuesday, the bugle blasted, da-da-da-da, and Froggy flopped down to the lake, flop, 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 ready to race. Froggy, cried Mr. Mugwort. What? You forgot your bathing suit. Froggy looked down. Oops. He was wearing his boxers. Everyone laughed, even Mr. Mugwort. On Wednesday, they went on a big hike around Lake Winnemucca. It was so hot that Froggy said, let's jump in the lake with all our clothes on. Jordan, the counselor, did a swan drive. Yasa did a jackknife. And Froggy did a cannonball. Splash, and got Mr. Mugwort all wet. On Thursday, in the dining hall, the Toads twins yelled, food fight, food fight, and everyone joined in. Froggy threw a banana, but Yasha ducked, and it smeared across Mr. Mugwort's short. Swoosh! Mr. Mugwort was not a happy camper. On Friday, Mr. Mugwort asked, who knows how to paddle a kayak? He was also the kayak instructor. I do, said Froggy. Are you sure? Yep, Froggy put on his life jacket and sat in the front, and Mr. Mugwort pushed off and climbed in. Uh-oh, Froggy held the kayak paddle with a canoe paddle and dug in. Yikes! And over they went. Splash. Oops, sputtered Froggy, looking more green, red in the face than green. Mr. Mugwort glared at him and then laughed and hollered, water fight, water fight. He handed out squirt guns and they had the wildest water fight in Camp Runamuck history. Splish, splosh, splosh. And the last night, they stargazed that told scary stories around a bonfire and sang camp songs like, Dear Mama Duck, Dear Papa Duck, it's fun here at Camp Runamuck. When Froggy's family came in the morning, Mom said, how was camp, Froggy? Great. I hit Mr. Mugwort with an arrow, splashed him with a banana, and capsized our kayak. That's nice, dear. And Froggy saying, Dear Mama Duck, Dear Papa Duck, it's fun here at Camp Runamuck all the way home.